Welcome, everyone. I am Michael, your host for Antediluvian Revelations. This is the fourth episode of the fourth edition podcast reading of the poetic retelling of the Book of Enoch, the Prophet. The complete text of this fourth edition is currently available as a free download in PDF format from polly@lowshitpubs.com. Be sure to download your free copy of this revelational guide to the future of mankind. In this episode, Enoch becomes the advocate for mankind, and he was the first in the history of the earth to complain to Almighty God about the transgressions of a criminal alien species who had attempted to enslave mankind to worship them as gods when they were not. The holy watchers of Almighty God saw the effects of the intervention and heard the prayers of Enoch, who was taken away from the earth to testify against all of those named in the telling of this tale. The Book of Enoch was the first text of ancient Hebrew literature that predicts the apocalyptic end of mankind and the advent of Jesus Christ. Get ready for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Get ready for the apocalypse. As a result of all these influences and infections of humanity, men who knew no more than Eve had made known to them from the time of that single bite of forbidden fruit she shared with Adam, impiety increased, fornication multiplied, and transgressions corrupted everything that they did in all of their days on earth until death. Others among the dark and fallen ones educated their offspring to become gods to men. Barachiel taught the observation of the stars and luminaries. Amazarak taught all of them sorcery and divination of roots. Akabil taught signs of nature to know future events of birth and death. Damiel taught astronomy that they might see the Creator's majesty. Aseradel taught the motion of the moon so that they would know time eternal. Mankind became oppressed and destroyed by these new gods who sprang from the wombs of human females, and they made natural-born men to be their slaves. The oppressed cried out so that their voices reached to heaven, and God heard the prayers of the righteous among them. God heard the supplications of the seventh from Adam. Enoch's pleas for help reached the ears of the holy watchers. Holy watchers looked down from heaven and saw the depth and measure of blood spilled on the earth. Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, Sarachiel, and Uriel looked down from their places in the heavens and saw the iniquity that had been done on earth. They said to one another,
"It is the voice of sadness. The earth, deprived of her children, weeps aloud, even unto the gates of heaven, even that God may hear it all from his throne, distantly located on the outer edge of the universe itself."
It was Enoch in his voice aloud to them who proclaimed,
"And now to you, O ye holy ones of heaven, the souls of men complain, saying, obtain justice for us from the Most High."
Then the holy watchers said to their Lord, the King, He who is the Lord of lords, God of gods, King of kings,
"The throne of your glory is forever and ever, and forever and ever is your name, sanctified and glorified throughout all of the universe. Blessed and glorified be the Lord God Almighty. You have made all things. You possess power over all things, and all things are opened, revealed, and manifested before you."
For all of their pleading, the holy ones obtained the countenance of the Father, the Almighty Creator, the Lord of Spirits. They prayed to him,
"You have seen what Azazel has done, how he has taught every kind of war and torment to men, how he has made every species upon the earth to suffer the iniquity of his disclosure of secret things, which should be known only to those creatures in the heavens. Shamyaza has joined these incriminations and taught sorcery, the very one to whom you have given authority over the others, who have, in association with him, transgressed on earth. They have all gone together to lay with the daughters of men, becoming polluted with the blood of men, and polluting men with their blood, in those they now call their children. These babes, the women brought forth, were gigantic and mutated abominations. They were filling all of the earth with their bloodlust, an iniquitous vanity to enslave mankind. It is the souls of the dead crying out that their voices complain, even to the gates of heaven their groaning ascends, and they escape not from the unrighteousness which has been committed against them on earth. You have known these things would be done and what was to happen, yet you have not spoken to us about what we should do now. What, on account of these things, ought we to do to them?
From the beginning of this tale, all have known the truth of it. The revelation of Enoch concealed the truth of God's plan. Nobody among the sons of men knew what it all meant. For thousands of years, the mystery of it all concealed Enoch, where he had been, what he had seen, and what had happened. Enoch was wholly engaged with the pure and shining ones. He was always with the watchers for all of his days, because he did not die. God took him away that he might return when it came time for the son of Lamech to know his task, and that he may be able to tell all of it in his own words.
I, Enoch, was blessing the great Lord and King of Peace when suddenly the watchers called out to me and named me Enoch the Scribe. My amazement lasted only a moment, for the Lord immediately said to me, Enoch, Scribe of Righteousness, go speak to the watchers of heaven, those who have deserted the lofty sky and their holy everlasting station in the heavens, those who have polluted themselves with the carnality of women, who have done as the sons of men do, taking wives for themselves, and who have been greatly corrupted by these transgressions on earth. Go tell them that they shall never obtain peace and remission of sin. They shall not rejoice in their offspring. They shall watch the deaths and the slaughter of their offspring, and they shall lament the destruction of their sons. They shall petition forever, but they will never obtain my mercy and peace.
Enoch heard God's commandment for him. He knew that no ordinary human could ever do such a thing as confront an eternal Son of God with fearless impunity. But Enoch was not ordinary. God had transfigured him to be eternal on Mount Sinai, and he was with the holy watchers from that time until they took him, as God commanded, to Egypt, Sumer, and other places on earth where those errant sons traveled to take wives among men and procreate their offspring. The worst of all of them that Enoch addressed was Azazel, and Enoch said to him,
You will not obtain peace through war. A great sentence is gone forth against you. You will be bound. You shall not receive relief or mercy on account of the crimes, the oppression of mankind, how you have taught the ways of war, killing, and death, and on account of every act of calumniation, tyranny, and sin which you have disclosed to the children of men and to thine own mutations by women.
Enoch departed from Azazel's presence and called to the others. Together, they listened to God's scribe tell them the same as he had told to the worst of them, and they all became terrified and trembled. The sons of God feared in the realization of what had happened. Never before had they seen the empowerment of a human like that which had occurred on Mount Sinai, that this man might so boldly go before them without fear of them, that any other human might die at their whim with a simple wave. But Enoch could not die. God had given him everlasting life. Enoch was not a son of God. He was the seventh man from Adam. He was a human being, the son of man. And God made him his scribe, a prophet, the teller of eternal truth, and the messenger of God's wrath to come. The sinning sons of the Almighty Father beseeched Enoch to scribe for them a memorial of their supplication to God, that they might obtain forgiveness by the presentation of his prayers, which ascend directly to the throne of God in heaven, because they could no longer address God themselves for their shame. They could not look their eyes up into heaven on account of their disgrace. They no longer had God's countenance, and they were already judged. Enoch wrote the memorial, their prayer and supplication for their souls, for everything they had done, as was the subject of their entreaty, that they might obtain remission of peace among them and rest from worry. Enoch left them going to a place west of Mount Hermon. Enoch fell asleep reading the text of the memorial and prayer, and a dream came to him with visions appearing above him. He fell to his face, seeing visions of a great punishment, and instantly knew that he must relate this vision to the fallen sons of heaven, that he might reprove them. Enoch woke up and went to them. They all stood before Enoch, weeping together, covering their faces, while he uttered the words of righteousness to reprove the forlorn fallen. Well, this concludes episode 4 of Antediluvian Revelations, a poetic retelling of the book of Enoch, the prophet. This episode presented subsegments 7 through 12 of part 1, canto 2 from the 4th edition. All of the music selections used in these podcasts come from YouTube's content creator resources, and all tracks are copyright free for content creators who publish their works on YouTube. This audio podcast series is available for free on all of your favorite audio platforms, or on YouTube in the Polyet Losha Publishing YouTube channel. The specifics of Enoch's testimony are not clearly appearing in this portion, but all the details are still present in the story overall, although a bit non-sequential. The next episode is the real beginning of Enoch's adventures as God's first scribe, and the details presented in this next canto become the documentation of the very first extraterrestrial abduction of a human being in the history of Earth. The documentation of this event also appears in the text of Genesis. Be sure to subscribe for notifications of the next release. Thank you for listening. I am Michael.